Hello?
Yes, hello. Good evening. My name is German. I'm calling from Opinion Research, Public Opinion Survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything. Can I have just 4 minutes of your time to participate in the survey?
Okay.
Thank you. Just a moment. Let me go ahead and open it up and click on when it says English. Okay. Now, you do live in Phoenix?
Well, technically, no. I live in Levine.
Nope. Oh, perfect, because the survey is technically about Levine, the Levine area of Phoenix. So, now, but generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gone off to the wrong track?
They've gone in the wrong track. I've been here forever, so I've seen it go from a little tiny town to what it is now, and trust me, it's going in the wrong direction.
Gotcha.
Sad to say, because I love my... You know, this is home.
Before. Gotcha. So now I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. Now, this area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. So going forward, I'm going to refer this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read the Levine area again?
No, that's fine.
Thank you. So you are a female, and I don't need your birth date. I just need the year of your birth so we can have a record that you are over the age of 18. Just the year.
Oh, yeah. 57.
Thank you.
I'm old.
Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
That'd be me.
Okay, thank you. And overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I mean, like I said, I've been here forever, all my life. I saw Levine go from nothing to what it is now. And, I mean, it's good, but I don't like what's happening around us, all these people out there homeless and drugging up and stuff. So it's still good.
Okay. So good would be the answer, your answer.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So now I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. On these... For each rate them on a scale from 1 to 5. So a 1 would mean that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, but a 5 would mean that it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. Or you can choose any number in between. So
okay.
The first one is going to be more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses. What number would you give that?
I think I'm going to give that a 5. It's happening now.
Okay. Now, more good-paying jobs?
I think so. I think a 5. It's a lot of people are, you know, have earned a decent living. So yes.
So these that I'm reading to you basically are how do you say it? There are things that people would say that will improve the quality of life in Levine if there was more shops and retail stores and commercial business. So your point of view by choosing 5 is that you do believe that more shops and retail stores and commercial space for businesses will improve the quality of life in Levine.
Well,
so,
I said, let's go with that, yes.
Okay.
5.
And also 5 for more good paying jobs would help improve the quality of life?
Let's go with a 5 then.
Okay. What about better street and road maintenance?
That is number 1 or 2. I mean, that's bad. We need more roads, bigger roads.
Okay.
Baseline, 1-2-lane road. I'd like, come on.
Gotcha.
I mean,
what about better public?
Go ahead.
What about better public transportation options? Do you think that would help to the quality of life in Levine?
That's a good one. I don't know. That one I'm going to,
okay.
Can I leave on? I don't know.
Yes,
maybe.
Yes.
I mean,
if you do,
let's go with the midway. A three, I guess, because
sure.
I don't know about that.
But, I mean, if you don't know, I can always skip it. You know, that's not
okay,
a problem.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean, you said 5 is yes, 1 is no. So what would a 3 be?
A maybe.
Okay, let's go with a 3, please.
All right, we'll leave it at 3 then. Now, what about more parks and recreational opportunities?
Yes. We can do more of that.
So number 5 or 4?
Let's go with a 4.
Okay. What about more dining and entertainment options?
Let's go with a 5.
Thank you.
Because they do need more of that.
Perfect. And what about, this will be the last one on this topic, more affordable housing options to buy or rent?
Yes, that would be a 5. We need that.
Okie dokie. Thank you. Now, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or you're a homemaker?
I'm employed.
Thank you. And thinking about the businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Laveen?
I think more is needed.
So this one here, you just have to say either too many or too few. So you believe there's too few? Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this one is, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Laveen?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I mean, there is, I mean, that would be, I'm kind of like, there is some, but more could be needed.
Based on what you just told me, then your answer would be that there's too few. So, because you said we need more.
Correct.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, the next topic is thinking about the commercial development. I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each of these, please tell me a simple no. But if you tell me yes, it's either a yes strongly or a yes somewhat. So your only options to choose is either yes strongly, yes somewhat, or no. And these are basically if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Laveen. So I'm going to go ahead and start. With the first one, is the doctor's offices and hospitals. Would you like to see more of that or no?
Yes, strongly or yes somewhat? Yes, strongly.
Perfect. Thank you. What about more home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Definitely. Yes, more.
So yes, strongly, right?
Oh, yes, strongly. Sorry.
Thank you. No, it's okay. What about more restaurant, more bars and entertainment venues?
Well, yes, strongly.
Okay, thank you. What about dollar stores and discount chains?
I guess we have some of those, so somewhat.
Somewhat, okay, perfect. And the last one on this topic is more grocery stores and supermarkets.
Yeah, somewhat. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Now, in your own words, because I'm going to be typing this in a little box, in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Laveen?
Movie theaters like Harkins, I guess. Movie theaters or AMCs. Movie theaters.
I got movie theaters. And what was the other that you said?
Well, it's AMC or Harkins, either one.
Oh, you were saying the name of the theaters. I got you.
Yes, yeah. Or movie theaters, movie theaters.
Okay. Anything else?
What was that?
Anything else that you would like to see more of? Not necessarily entertainment. It could be any type of business that you'd like to see more of.
I stick mostly to theaters, so I'm going to just say that, because we do have nice places to eat and stuff like that. There is a few nice places to eat and stuff out here.
Excellent.
And
we'll leave it at just theaters. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? This is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or it's not a problem at all?
Okay, they need more.
That would be either a fairly big problem or a very big problem?
It's a big problem.
Okay, because there's a lack of it, and you're saying that we need more. So, thank you. Now, this one is similar, but this one's focused on the cost. So how much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or
it's
not a problem at all?
It's a very big problem.
Also?
I mean, a lot of people talk about how everything's so expensive to rent and so forth. Nothing's affordable. So it's a big problem. There's no, rent people can afford without having to put their lives on the line. So.
Gotcha. Thank you. Now, still thinking about the residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing, and for each of these, please tell me a yes, strongly, a yes somewhat, or a no, simple no, if you would like to see more of this kind of business, I'm sorry, this kind of housing in Laveen. The first one will be more multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums. Yes or no? Yes somewhat or yes strongly?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. What about housing options for seniors?
I guess that would be yes strongly, I guess, because I'm sure there's seniors that, I mean, that don't have homes or whatever.
Gotcha. Thank you. What about single family detached homes?
Yes, definitely. Strongly about that, too.
Okay. And the last one here is townhouses or attached homes.
Yes. Strongly.
Strongly? Thank you.
A little bit of everything, yes.
Okay, dokie. So we're at 73%. We're pretty close to the end. And how long have you lived in Phoenix? Have you lived there? Oh, no, you did say that you lived there for more than 20 years.
Oh, my God. We moved out here in 1964.
Okay, that answers my question. Thank you.
That's about, what is that? What is that like? Let's see.
40-some, 50? Or almost 50, yeah.
Yes.
It's more than 50. It's like
more than 50 years. 64, 74, 84, 94, 2004, 2014.
70.
Almost 60 years or something.
Yep. And do you currently own your own home? Do you guys rent your home, or are you living with friends?
No, we own.
Okay, thank
you. We own.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So this will be the last list. I'm going to read you a list of some proposals to address housing costs and options in Laveen. For each of these, tell me that yes, you're in favor of, or you oppose. There's a strong favor, there's a somewhat favor, somewhat opposed, or a strongly opposed. So here comes the first one. The first one is changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Favor or you oppose?
Well, I guess I'm in favor of it, I guess.
So because of your tone of voice, I would say somewhat. Right?
Hello?
Favor? Somewhat in favor?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. I'm in favor.
Okay. Thank you. So the second one is repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
I'm in favor.
Somewhat favor or strong favor?
Somewhat favor.
Thank you. What about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings?
Oh, my God. Somewhat in favor.
Okay, thank you. What about change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments, and condominiums in the same neighborhood?
God, I have no opinion. I mean,
this one,
are...
if you really don't have an opinion, you can tell me, I'll go ahead and skip it.
Skip it. I mean, a lot of these are kind of like, I don't know. I don't want to ruin, you know, things
that
happen.
No, of course. I understand. What about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes?
You know what? I'm going to skip that one, too.
Okay. And the last one on this topic is repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
Golly. Somewhat in favor, I guess, rather than having empty stores.
True. Okay, perfect. So now finally, these last three questions will be just for statistical purposes only. The last year of schooling you have completed was?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again?
Yes. What would be the last year that you have completed for schooling?
Hang on, I hear my phone, my cell's ringing. Oops. Bear with me one second.
Sure.
Hi there. Bye. Hello, sorry about that.
It's okay. So finally, I would like
calling.
To... Oh, okay. So this is just three more questions. Basically, the last three questions are based on statistical purposes only. So the question I was asking was, what was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have, two years of college. I dropped out. I got married. So,
2 years of college? Okay.
Maybe, let's go with one and a half.
One and a half. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Now, what is the annual household income? Just stop me whenever I get to the right amount. Less than 25,000? 25 to 50? 50 to 75? 75 to 100? 100 to 125? Or more than 125,000 a year?
The second one, go back one.
Okay, so 25 to 50. Oh, the second one's the last. So 100 to
125? The highest, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Now, and finally, mm-hmm. strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, may I have just your first name?
Well, I go by Andy.
Okay. Perfect. Andy, thank you so very much. It was nice talking to you, and thank you for participating in this survey. You have a wonderful rest of your
night. No problem.
Take
care. You too. Goodbye.
Thank you.